Our first speaker this evening is Dr. Darlene Hamill. She is our favorite family physician who has been in practice in Victoria for over 38 years. This picture looks like she is 38, doesn't it? So she practiced since she was a newborn. She's a clinical professor in the Department of Family Practice, the Faculty of Medicine, UBC. She's the Assistant Dean, Student Affairs for the Island Medical Program, past president, College of Physicians and Surgeons of BC, and her passion is empowerment through education. And she organized the first Women's Health Forum put on by Victoria Physicians at the University of Victoria. Dr. Hamill's presentation is entitled Obesity and Introduction. Dr. Hamill.
Thank you very much, Dr. Hayashi. I'm very pleased to welcome you here as well. And I have to say, it's a pretty hard act to follow the Lafayette Quartet. And I'm not going to sing or dance or play an instrument, but I hope that nonetheless, what I have to say, you may find a little bit of interest. So what I want to just mention to you is my part of the introduction is going to be very simple. And I hope you don't feel that it's too superficial or too simple, because what it is going to do, I hope, is to get us all to the same basic knowledge about obesity, so that the speakers that come after me, who are going to be speaking maybe at a little higher level, really interesting things, we'll be able to build on what I've said. And the other thing that I just want to remind the audience is that we are meant, what we're hoping to do is not cover each topic comprehensively. This is very much a forum, so that we will raise some new issues, new thoughts in these various fields, so that you can reflect on them and ask questions. And if we don't answer or bring up something for you, you may have other questions that you've brought. So all in all, the entire evening should be comprehensive. So what is obesity? Obesity is a chronic, is a condition of excess body weight that impinges on your health. So it's not just being fat. And how obesity is measured is in many different ways. One of them that I'm not going to speak about right now is using the body fat calipers or the skin pinching, and I'm hoping somebody may be able to address that during the questions. But there are two ways that we traditionally talk about obesity. One is the BMI, which is a practical calculation between height and weight, and there are some parameters set for that. A lot of people don't ever focus on what's underweight, but that's not healthy either. That's why I've put in what the underweight is. And overweight goes up to 30, and obese is above 30. There's also waist circumference. I'm sure you've heard a lot about that. And for women, it should be under 35 inches. For men, under 40 inches. And that's to decrease your risk of heart disease. And there has been shown a correlation between waist circumference and heart disease. But I have to tell you a caveat that someone, again, may mention later. And these numbers do not hold for all populations. So, for instance, if you are from the Indian subcontinent or the Orient, you should have lower waist circumferences because, in fact, your arteries are smaller than Caucasian arteries. So there's a whole new scale depending on what your ethnicity is. So where is the fat that worries us? And what is the prevalence of obesity? So I'm sure you've seen this next slide. We want to get our shapes more into the pear shape and carry our fat on our hips and not be apple-shaped. And you'll see this slide again, I think, in Dr. Manju's presentation. So the prevalence of obesity in Canada is actually getting scary. A quarter of men and women in Canada are obese. Not overweight, but obese. And the percentages are the same in men as they are in women. Scarier than this is our kids are getting heavier. So 30% of kids in Canada are either overweight or obese. One-third of children. And it's pretty hard to decrease that weight once you've got it. And boys are three times as likely in this cohort to be heavy as girls. So the purple shows you population where there are more than, there is more than 25% of the population in those provinces that are obese. A quarter of the middle part of our country and the eastern edges are very prominent in their trends for obesity. And we should not be too self-satisfied here on the West Coast at the lowest, 15 to 19% of the population being obese, because over the years, the percentage is growing right across the country, which includes British Columbians. So, how does obesity develop? You've heard about the genetic theories and all the genes that are supposed to be contributory to obesity, or is it environment that, in fact, causes this problem? Well, I have to tell you, as you probably know, it's both. We are seeded with the genes, and we now know there are multiple genes, not just one, but they need the right nourishment and environment to flourish. So were you to carry the obesity genes but live a vegan life and run every day, you may never get obese. So it is a combination. Why? Why are we carrying these genes? Why are we having this problem? We started off, our ancestors were hunter-gatherers. They chased prey, and the prey chased them. So they were always on the move. And in the wintertime, just like bears, there'd be way less food, and they would burn off all the things that they put on during the summer months of plenty. The industrial age came, the farming age, so there was more plentiful food all year round, but our ancestors in that time were still active. Then we got the car, the television, the computer, the video games, email. We don't even have to walk down to talk to our colleagues at the next office because we can just email them. But we still kept the genes that the early men and women had. So why is obesity a concern? And I'll be quite quick. Let me just get rid of that. So I'm going to put this up as an introduction for you. So this looks familiar, but people will talk later on in the program about this. So why, I mean, so what if we're carrying weight around our middle rather than around our hips? This is called visceral fat or organ fat around our waist. And it actually is responsible for fatigue, for arthritis, especially in your knees, and along with three other things, it causes something called the metabolic syndrome, which is high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, and these four things with the weight cause strokes, heart disease, kidney failure, and those are supposed to be legs walking because I couldn't find any really good arteries to show you. Blocked arteries in your legs, so you get cramps. Can we do anything about this, or are we doomed? Are we doomed because we have these genes? Can we? And is it okay to say it's my genes made me do it? So But I think there is something you can do. Diet. Pick any one of these diets. They're all equally not as good as each other, except buried in there in light, you'll find one diet or one program that I think is better than the rest, and that's portion control. Lots of different ways to pick exercise, so we have to pay money, do we, to go off to gyms or have a trainer? We don't. We just need to put shoes on and walk. And in the end, we just need to unload those burgers and other heavy foods from the heavy side of the scale to bring things back into balance. How much do you have to lose? Surprisingly, shockingly little. Although there are different figures in different situations, if you lose less than 10% of your body weight, you will decrease your risk of certain chronic diseases. You're 200 pounds, 10% is 20 pounds. It's not 50. You don't have to lose a lot to make a difference. This just tells you that if you walk for half an hour at your lunch hour, just during work days, or if you do something a bit more vigorous, it adds up and makes a difference. So here's an interesting piece of research information that fit, heavy people have 50% less chance of dying prematurely than lean, thin, unhealthy, unfit people. So what's going to get us motivated? What's going to get us moving? I don't think it's going to be the worry about the healthcare resources that our generation is going to need. It's not going to be so we can look better on the map. We're going to change because it means something to us personally. And what it means is, keep hitting that right click, just a sec. What it means to us personally is that we want to stay healthy, not so much to live longer, but to really enjoy those people in our lives that are important to us. Like Luke, who is my grandson, who loves nectarines. And pretty soon, Luke is going to be running around, and I don't really want to have more arthritis than I already have, and I'd like to be able to keep up with him. And I think you can meet that goal, too, just in little bits. And so now, I'm going to turn over to Dr. Hayashi to introduce the next speaker.